It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Thursday, December 19th. South Dakota lawmakers are proposing legislation that would require oil companies to pay for cleaning up pipeline spills or leaks. The State Tribal Relations Committee Wednesday agreed to sponsor the bill in the 2020 legislative session at the request of the tribes. This comes in response to the plans being made to construct the Keystone XL pipeline in South Dakota. The bill would require companies to contribute to a state fund based on the pipeline's length with a cap of $100 million. This also comes in the wake of the spill in northeastern North Dakota and raises some concerns about management of the pipeline. The North Dakota Highway Patrol says a truck driver has died in a collision with a train in Trail County. The patrol says a 32-year-old man from Minnesota was driving a Mack truck and failed to yield to the BNSF railway train at a crossing near Buxton on Wednesday. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. Two people on the train were not injured. A mobile television production trailer that was going to be used by ESPN this Saturday for the Bison Montana State game was damaged in a fire in Moorhead yesterday. Emergency crews responded to a report of a vehicle fire yesterday around 2:45 in Moorhead. Firefighters arrived and found a $23 million mobile broadcast production trailer had caught fire. The trailer belongs to F&F Productions, a Florida-based company, but it was being used and contracted by ESPN. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.